You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Board. Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. And yes, I am Damian Day-Day Lewis. You've heard me for the last hour, so not a whole lot of reason for me to do a lot of talking outside of reminding you that this is your weekly look into the world of high school sports. We've actually been on podcast mode for about 3 weeks because of the bowl games. I think the Hawks had a Wednesday night in there as well. And so now we're finally back live. So great show lined up for you. But obviously, man, the talk of the town, Hawks trading Trae Young. And so the last hour we took your calls on that to see how you feel about the move. So now it's time to show some love to high school sports, student-athletes, coaches, and all that good stuff and their communities, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So great show lined up for you. I got a chance to catch up with a couple of coaches. We're going to stay on the hardwood a lot tonight. So big shouts out to Coach Patavius Sorrell, Thero Panthers boys basketball coach, Coach Mario Mays, Holy Innocence boys basketball coach, and Coach Trent Getzmeyer, Noonan Cougars boys basketball coach. We'll be talking. You'll hear my conversations with all of them, plus a little bit more. So without further ado, let's do what we do. And what? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's get to the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, for high school sports, one of the biggest stories this past week was the fact that Gainesville Red Elephants head football coach Josh Niblett resigned. That's right. After 4 seasons with the Red Elephants, Niblett reportedly headed to Colorado to join Coach Deion Sanders' coaching staff. Last I read, I want to say maybe early, it might have been today. It looks like he may be helping out with the tight ends. So, yeah. And 4 seasons here at Gainesville. And, yep, now he's going to head out to the Mile High State and join Coach Prime. So we'll see. Want to wish him nothing but the best. A lot of rumors on who's going to replace him. I've heard several names. Grayson's head coach. I've heard even Rosh Probst's name thrown in there. So we'll keep you updated once that does come to fruition on as far as who replaces him. But that's what happened. That was kind of one of the big stories. Another big story was the Chapel Hill cheerleading squad. They won the state championship, and then they were invited, I guess, for a national competition. But GHSA, and here, let me pull it up real quick. They won the GHSA state title last month. And then their season, as far as GHSA goes, was supposed to come to an end because GHSA rules block out-of-state competition. Well, the team coaches their community. They rallied, petitioned, and it looks like they got their wish, and now they will be able to compete at the UCA Nationals, which I believe is in Orlando. So that was another big story as well. How about a few shout-outs and accolades? Congratulations to Chapel Hill Boys Basketball's Ethan Miner reaching 1,000 career points. Hebron Christian Girls Basketball's Alana Beckham reached 250 career assists. Dalton named a new baseball coach, and that is Mr. Preston Scoggins. Congratulations to him. Marietta Girls Basketball's Leah DeWitt, she reached 1,000 career points. And then Holy Innocence head coach Mario Mays, who you're going to hear from a little later here, he reached 100 career wins a couple of weeks ago. But again, we've been off. And then tonight I was at their game, and Devin Hutcherson reached 1,500 career points. So congratulations to Coach Mays, Devin, and all the others that I just shouted out there on their career accolades and whatnot. Looking back at the week while we were on podcast mode, got a chance to check out one of my favorite basketball showcases to take in, and that's the Lemon Street Classic. One of the games I got a chance to see was South Atlanta picking up a win over Tift County, 65-63, the final in this one. Here's the thing, South Atlanta trailed by 12 points in the fourth quarter, but man, Dor finishing with 32 points to help them overcome the deficit and get the win. Since then, they've split their last two games. They defeated Middlegrove last night. They're now 10-3 on the season, and they'll take on Drew Charter this Friday in a region matchup. But here's head coach Stephon Porter Jr. on what he learned from his guys that night in that win over Tift County, and just moving forward throughout the rest of the season. Coach Porter. Got it. Anyway, they're, having a really good season at 10-3. Like I said, they split their last two matchups, getting a win last night over Middlegrove, which is a really good win for them. And Dor, man, what a stud that kid is, man. Just really phenomenal performance, again, with the 32 points and, helping them get the win. Also at the Lemon Street Classic, got a chance to see Johns Creek. Johns Creek is having a really good season. They picked up a win. They were actually one of the teams that beat South Atlanta, and they picked up a 69-63 win, one of their wins there, because they played three games throughout the 3 days at Lemon Street Classic. So the win over Cherokee that they picked up gave them their 11th straight win. Tatum Holmes finishing with 25 points. Since they've won their last two games, they've now extended their current win streak to 13 in a row. They're now 14-2, and they've got a big matchup Friday. They will take on Milton. But Coach Tanner Burnett, got a chance to catch up with him afterwards about what he learned about his guys in their win.
Yeah, I mean, Cherokee's really good, so I thought that was a real gritty win for us. Didn't execute down the stretch how we hoped, but we found a way, and that's what matters.
All right, obviously this game gives you, I think it's now 11 straight wins. What are you seeing, from the guys that kind of is impressing you with how they've been playing throughout this stretch?
Just finding a way. Every game's not perfect, but we found a way to win a lot of games. We won some close ones against good teams, and they're just coming together at the right time here in the game.
All right, and again, that's head coach Tanner Burnett of the Johns Creek Gladiators boys basketball team. And as I mentioned, they are now 14-2 on the season with 13 straight wins. Big matchup for them against Milton on Friday. Took in some girls hoops action on New Year's Eve. Thompson taking on McDonough in the Warhawks New Year Eve Classic. And for Thompson, they picked up the win 53-22. That was their ninth straight win. They've since won their last two games, extending their current win streak to 11 in a row and improved to 12-1 on the season. Parrish Rosser, 16 points in the win. Next up for them will be Burke County on Friday. Here's head coach Sierra Williams about her girls.
our togetherness. We lost a lot of seniors, well, a good bit of our scoring from last year. So this team has had to try to find other ways to win, and they've been doing it together. So that's probably been the most impressive thing, is our togetherness throughout games.
All right, and with that being said, like you said, lost some good scoring from last year's team, a team that, you know, reached quarterfinals. You know, those girls coming back, you know, what did you notice about their mindset as far as their preparation and wanting to attack this season?
I think they understood that they had to step up, not just as players, but as leaders. We needed some more leadership in the locker room, and we had to fill the shoes of the ones that left. And I think they've done a great job of just stepping up as leaders and making sure we're ready to go in each game with a young group.
All right, 2026 on the clock, second half of the season. What do you want the girls to focus in on, kind of lock in on, to help you all finish this thing strong?
Our region is tough, so staying together and playing with effort every night. Effort every night.
Good deal. Right, Coach, congrats, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, and that was head coach Sierra Williams of the Thompson Lady Bulldogs. Saturday took in some action on the mat. Social Circle hosting the Georgia Grappler Duels. Shout out to Cody of Georgia Grappler. Got a chance to run into him as they were hosting that. So we're going to get him on the show just to kind of give you what's going on in the world of high school wrestling here in Georgia. But, man, great programs there. It was Social Circle obviously hosting, and then Buford, East Jackson, and Troup County all on hand. Man, the matchup between Buford and Social Circle, man, it was great. I left my notebook on the other side, but Social Circle ended up winning that one. But anyway, got a chance to catch up with Social Circle head coach Randy Prater about hosting the Georgia Grappler Duels, which I believe was the third year in a row, and then the season that the Redskins are having.
It's awesome, man. Love it. You know, having some of the best teams in the state to come. You know, having Troop here, finished second in state last year. Buford obviously is always a great program, and their classification year in and year out. Appreciate East Jackson stepping up here in Double A, and they're a sporty team. I think they're going to make some noise in Double A. I look for them to finish, and you know, their classification towards the top of the podium. That the sky's the limit for them. I think them coming here today is prove that they're not scared of competition, and you're going to see big things from them in their classification.
All right, as far as you and the guys go here at Social Circle, as you get into kind of to the second half of the season, so to speak, with the new year underway, what do you want to see from the guys down the stretch here, man, as you guys kind of try to look to finish and close out strong?
I always want to peak at the right time. You know, as a team, dual meet team, we want to peak as a dual meet team. And then as we go into traditional, same thing. As individuals, we want to peak at the right time as well. So I think it's just getting better as the season goes. You know, you don't want to end the season, you know, postseason, your best wrestling, being your best shape, you know, wrestling your best technique. And, you know, that's what we're looking for, peaking at the right time.
All right, and that was head coach Randy Prater, Social Circle Redskins wrestling team. And he sounds like a wrestling coach, don't he, Noel? So, appreciate everybody for allowing me to catch up with them after their respective contests, and love doing this. So, all right, on the other side, we're going to stick to the hardwood, as I mentioned. Still to come here, quick conversation I had with Coach Patavius Sorrell, Theral Panthers, as well as Coach Mario Mays of the Holy Innocents Golden Liars. And then we'll close out the show with my conversation with head coach Trent Gass, Noonan Cougars boys basketball team. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis. Of course, Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Follow this lovely station at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs. I'm at VD Lewis for real, and then at PS underscore Nation. Underscore on the X. Cannot bury the lead. Yes, this is your weekly look into the world of high school sports, but if for some reason, maybe you're just walking out of work and you don't have your phone on you, Trae Young, no longer an Atlanta Hawk. It has been reported, Sham Sarania put it out during the fourth quarter of the Hawks game that the trade to the Washington Wizards has been done, and in return, Hawks getting CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. So McCollum coming over on a expiring contract, and then Kispert, he's kind of a he's probably going to be somebody, a role player coming off the bench. Don't expect much out of that. But I think what people have to not let get lost is this is about the future of this franchise. It really is. I really believe that. You've got a great young core. And Jalen Johnson, Risha Shea, Dyson Daniels, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Onyeka Okongwu. So I think this affords the Hawks to start to add to that core. And I liken the situation to what we've seen San Antonio do, we've seen OKC do, and we'll see how it unfolds. And as I said when we were taking calls earlier, remember, Anse Sala comes from cultures in where he's seen the Spurs, he's seen the Warriors build their franchises into what they are now. So hopefully he took some notes. That notebook is nice and thick, and he highlighted all the most important things, and that's what we're about to see happen. We'll find out. All right, anyway, back to the world of high school sports. Coming up here in just a second, conversations with a couple quick conversations. Coach Patavius Sorrell, Theral Panthers boys basketball coach, and then Coach Mario Mays of the Holy Innocents Golden Bears. They picked up a win tonight over Lovett. Good game. And, in fact, in that game, Devin Hutchinson reaching 1,500 career points. So you'll hear those conversations here in just a second. And then we'll close out the show with my conversation, Coach Trent Gatz of the Noonan Cougars boys basketball team as well. Yeah, we're sticking on the hardwood, man. All the winter sport, fall sports wrapped up, and they all wrapped up right as we went into podcast mode on the show here. So I haven't had a chance to bring you anything from some of the other sports that are cranked up now, which is all your winter sports. But you'll hear more about wrestling. You'll hear more about swimming while the winter sports are going on. And it's hard to actually winter sports are going to be wrapping up pretty soon, believe it or not. So here's what's crazy about Georgia. At the end of this month, some of the spring sports will already have been started. Ain't that crazy? Like, that's wild. Anyway, all right. First up, caught up with Coach Patavius Sorrell. They were also, Theral Panthers were also at the Lemon Street Classic, and they had a really good win. Gosh, I wish I didn't leave my notebook over there because I'm drawing a blank on who they beat. But it was a really good game. And let me tell you something. This Theral team, they're not big, meaning like, you know, they don't got like a bunch of height and all that stuff. But this team is scrappy. So I'm going to let you hear this conversation. I'm going to grab my notebook. But here's my conversation with Coach Sorrell about the team getting the win and just what he's seen from them here throughout the season. It's been up and down for them. It's been up and down. But, you know, that win showed that they can really be a problem once they get into region play. And that's what it's all about, playing your best basketball at the right time. Here's that conversation with Coach Sorrell.
Man, if you followed us, you know we don't play easy schedule. So any dub that we get is a good dub. So that one right there put us back in the win column because we kind of going back and forth for those last few days. Put us back in the win column. That's our last one leading us to the new year. So, you know, how you do the new year, you got clean house. So we just clean house and get ready for the next one.
All right. Now, with that being said, man, what are you seeing from the guys, despite whether it's a win or a loss? What are you seeing from the guys that's impressing you about how they've been attacking the season so far?
Their overall demeanor has gotten better. If you know anything about us, these guys have been playing varsity since freshman year. We've got a few of them that's seniors now. We've got a few of them that's juniors now. But we're older now and more mature. So their demeanor has gotten a little bit better, especially leading each other. And I don't have to say too much from the sideline. When we get into tight games like this, like you saw today, they led each other the most. I asked them what we want to do, and we wrote what they wanted.
All right, you talk about, you know, kind of cleaning house going into the new year in the sense of, you know, just getting rid of the old ways, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. and, you know, to attack this new year. What do you want to see from the guys? What do you hope that they focus in on down the stretch here?
Finishing games. Like, again, if you followed us, you understand what we the journey that we've been on. We start out kind of hot, and sometimes, you know, we might give up a lead. But just finishing games, just making sure that we understand what it means to have winning time. You know, how to make sure that we keep a lead and hold a lead and make that lead bigger.
Good deal, Coach. Well, I love what I saw tonight, man. You know, you may not be the biggest of a team, but these guys are scrappy. And the one thing that jumped out to me right away, how important is this for you? I watch a lot of high school basketball, obviously, mm-hmm. and it's not very often I see offenses actually ran without, you know, like for a good length of time before, you know, it kind of gets into a little bit of individualism. How important has that been? Because you guys really do move the ball well. You know, you don't just try to force any shots. How important has that been for you and your staff to get that kind of, you know, mindset out of the guys?
Yeah, we're no different from nobody else. I mean, a few years ago, we was the same thing. The shot clock didn't matter. You know, we shooting that thing in about 5-10 seconds. That thing going up. So being able to slow it down a little bit and actually run through our offense. You know, we run a high-level offense. If you watch it, we run a high-level offense. So these guys come to a point where they can run that offense and get to our spots. And when I say our spots, I'm talking about things that we practice in practice, right? So that's a good thing, knowing that we can do that, because I got it on film now. So now since I got it on film, I can hold them accountable to it.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes, man. Good luck to you guys here in the second half of the season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, and that was after their win over Peach County. I could not remember who it was for the life of me. But, yeah, 65-53, they had knocked off Peach County. Since, they've picked up two more wins, so they're on a three-game win streak. They defeated Hapeville Charter. That was, last week. And then they just beat Washington last night. So hopefully that momentum will carry on with them because, again, everybody's pretty much getting into region play. And ironically, I actually saw him tonight because he was checking out two of his region opponents, Lovett and Holy Innocence. They were playing each other, and Coach Sorrell was at the game getting his scout on. So speaking of Holy Innocence, Coach Mario Mays got a chance to catch up with him tonight, as I mentioned. As they picked up the win over Lovett tonight in region play, they handed Lovett their first region loss of the season. You know, they're rolling. Like I mentioned, Devin Hutchinson finishing, reaching 1,500 career points in the game tonight. But here's my conversation with Coach Mays.
Man, we're just trying to get these guys to connect. I say it all the time, but it's just the truth. You know, if you're going to be a good team, you got to be connected. through the good and the bad. You know, we had a little adversity again tonight, you know, but people make runs. And so it's about how you, you know, compose yourself during their run. And that's what we really preach with the guys, like stay level-headed, stay together, and just understand, you know, when people make their runs, it's part of the game, because then we make our run. So that's the biggest thing we've been working on here lately.
All right, and what was kind of your message to them? Because to your point, once you guys kind of, you know, took the lead, you didn't never relinquish it, but at the same time, like you said, Lovett kind of kept, you know, chopping at the bit. So what kind of was your message? What were some of the things you needed to see them kind of execute for y'all to kind of stay on track?
Just got to be better in the half-court execution and then get stops. Mm-hmm. It's about stops. If we keep getting stops and we got a lead, we'll find a way to score.
All right. How different is it for you coaching this team this year in the sense of they've got to have that mentality that everybody wants to knock them off because you guys are defending champs?
I mean, that's the biggest thing, man, letting people know, like, now you are the hunted. But because you're being hunted, you still got to have the hunt mentality. And that's what we've been trying to, you know, get guys to realize, like, don't pull back. Don't let off the gas because we won last year. That's over. You got to have the mentality. We're going to continue to hunt because we want to get back to the same spot and the same goal.
All right. With that being said, before we talk about, you know, the rest of the season, congratulations to you. 100 career wins last week, right?
No, week before. It was actually December the 5th.
Right.
And we just, I think they just figured it out, you know, which was cool, man. And,
right.
You know, it's just been about, you know, having great kids and great coaches, you know, in this program to help us get to that point. I don't look at it like it's mine by myself. Mm-hmm. I look at it like it's a total effort, kids, you know, coaches, man, athletic director, because Tony Watkins has been great to our program, mm-hmm. you know, making sure our kids got everything they need, our administration. Like, it's just a total team deal to get this program to this point and for me to get to that point as a coach.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. And then we got to say congratulations to Devin. Tonight he reaches 1,500 career points. For you as a coach, you know, when you kind of sit back and take in, you know, having the opportunity to have, you know, student athletes like that under you, you know, just what does that mean for you?
Man, Devin Hutchinson has been a rock in our program. He came in as a freshman, and the first day we seen Devin in summer workouts, we knew he was going to be special. And he's been special the entire time. He got a relentless work ethic. People talking about he got 1,500 points, but they don't talk about defensively what he does. Every night he takes the best guy and he goes at him all night long, and then he turns around and can put it together and go get a bucket. So he's a special guy, man, and you know, you'll see him on the college level next year at Belmont. I think he's gonna do a great job. And then outside of that, man, he's a wonderful kid, a great student. Just a model person, man. And he has a great family support. Mr. and Mrs. Hutchinson has been part of our program for a long time, and we're just happy about, you know, him being here and leaving that legacy.
All right, obviously, the second half of the season really kind of just getting underway here, but a lot of region competition going to be coming up for you guys. What do you want the guys to kind of lock in on here down the stretch? Hopefully help you guys make another trip back down to Macon.
Man, just compete, man, and understand we have to hunt. We got to continue to hunt. You know, don't feel like, well, you know, hey, we want, that's over. It was a great run, great accomplishment, but we just got to stay focused on hunting.
Good deal, Coach. Thanks for a couple of minutes, man, and good luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
All right, and again, that was head coach Mario Mays, Holy Innocence Golden Bears, after their win tonight over Lovett, 56-51, the final in that one. That makes it 5 in a row for them in terms of wins, and they're now 12-2 on the season, 4-1 in region play. So only one team, I believe it's Kip, unbeaten in that region now. So it's going to be a tight one in that region where he's, can't wait to see how that all unfolds and whatnot. So, all right, on the other side, one more great conversation. Coach Gatz, Trent Gatz, Noonan Cougars boys basketball team. Talk about having another team having a phenomenal season. They're rolling as well, and you'll hear all about it on the other side when we get back right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, here we go.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Davey and Lewis.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this station, and of course at PS_Nation_ on the X or Twitter, whatever one you call it. I still call it Twitter, actually, believe it or not. Anyway, welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep everything right here in our own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll be doing. Again, not going to bury the lead, because if you're tuning in and for somehow you missed it, Trae Young reportedly now traded to the Washington Wizards in return for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. No longer Atlanta Hawk. We took calls for about an hour after the Hawks postgame show. And, man, Noel, what would you say? About 96% were not with the trade happening? Because I want to say it was like maybe. It was a few. So, yeah, 95, 96.
85% was like, no.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of heartfelt calls and understandable. Listen, Trae, a great player. I personally think he's a great player. I just think the fit was no longer there with what the Hawks have. So we'll see how Anse Sala and the brass there over there at the Hawks organization are what they're formulating and what this thing is going to look like. Look, we know now this is not, you know, likely a move to try to win a championship this year. I think this is all about what we can do in a few seasons. And again, Anse Sala comes from organizations where he's seen them do it, talking about the San Antonio Spurs and Golden State Warriors. So we'll see. But again, make sure you lock in the morning, 5 a.m. or, well, it's already technically Thursday. So in about 4 hours and 30 minutes, my guy Dylan Matthews will be here with the Hometown Take. And from there on and popping, taking all your calls and reactions to the news of Trae Young being traded to the Washington Wizards. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy Randy, Dukes and Bell. Is Chris Thomas on tomorrow night? It's Thursday, or tonight, I should say. So he'll be on. He'll be able to take your calls as well. All right, final segment of the show here coming up, my conversation with Noonan Cougars boys basketball coach Trent Gass. Before we get to that, just real quick, what I'm looking forward to Tomorrow, going to see some more basketball. Westminster taking on Dunwoody. Westminster is off and rolling. They're, I want to say it's 13-0 right now. And, of course, they had a really good run last year. So I'm looking forward to going to check them out tomorrow to see how they look. Also going to go check out on Saturday the Hillgrove Hawks swim team. They're hosting Invitational. And then later Saturday around 3 o'clock, I want to go see the Marietta Blue Devils girls basketball team taking on Etowah. So that's what I'll be looking forward to the remainder of the week. Always good to get out and about and, you know, just, again, check out what's going on in the world of high school sports. All right, Noonan Cougars having a phenomenal season, coming off a win last night over McIntosh, 96-63, the final score. That gave them their 12th straight win. They're 12-0, 3-0 in region play. And I got a chance to catch up with Coach Gatz, Trent Gatz of the Cougars. Here's my conversation with him about the season they're having. All right, let's head out to the wadeford.com hotline where Coach Gatz joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, Happy New Year, and thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, listen, man, this is what we love to do here on the show, man, highlight, you know, programs, coaches, student athletes all throughout the state. So glad I got a chance to get you on here, man. And, man, you guys are having a really good start to the season at 11-0, which I did a little homework. It looks like that's your first 11-0 start, Coach, since the 2008-2009 season. What are some things you're seeing from the guys that you attribute to the success that you are having thus far?
Absolutely, yes. It's been a great start, and we had a deep young team last year and brought a lot of those guys back. So just kind of the maturity level and growing up has been good. And we've had some great leadership, and guys just bought in and excited to compete. So they've been doing a great job of representing our school and our community, and we're just kind of really excited about the opportunities that are ahead of us and where we're going with it.
All right, and heading into the second half of the season here, you know, are the guys where you expected them to be by now, or are there still some things you want to see happen in order for you guys to be playing your best basketball at the right time?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're close to it, but we definitely have some things here or there that we can get a lot better at, and that's the beauty of it, and that's the exciting part of basketball is just kind of constantly growing and improving, and we've got some individuals that can do that, and as a team we're still kind of locking into certain things. So the best part is it's been a good start, but I really think we have the potential to reach higher and keep pushing.
Coach Trent Gatz joining us here, head coach Noonan Cougars boys basketball team. Coach, throughout this stretch of the season, what has impressed you the most about the guys and how they're playing in terms of, you know, when it comes to your game plan and things that you really stress to them the most, what's standing out to you about, you know, how well they're playing?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is just being coachable. Like, we've worked really hard on playing different defenses and taking things away and how we're running offense as a team and sharing the ball. And the guys have really bought into it. And that's the beauty of the team we got this year. We've got, you know, a kid who's maybe pushing for all state accolades. We got some other all region guys, some guys with college offers. But it's really just kind of everybody leaning into, we're playing 11, 12 guys in a night and everybody plays a role to it. And if we're winning, it's rolling and just keep it going. So that's probably been the best part, is just everybody playing a role and just the excitement of having success and knowing it's bigger than just any one individual.
And speaking of that, Coach, like you said, winning, understanding that you guys are having some success, what's your message to the guys kind of just off the court in terms of not letting what's happening to you guys as far as the wins and losses record goes, not letting that kind of let them get complacent? Or do you even have to have that conversation? Is it something you're seeing that they've already kind of comprehended and they're taking ownership of, knowing that they got to go out there and prove it each and every night?
Yeah, I think that's something we're definitely getting better at, and that's a great life experience for them, is when you have success, you know, the next day becomes bigger, you might feel a little more pressure or a larger opportunity, and we're kind of trying to teach them that that's something you earn from hard work, And pressure is kind of a privilege, you know, like it's awesome to have people notice what you're doing or to be playing in bigger games. And when you get there, you just kind of need to trust your training and just do what you've done every day in practice and in the off season. And once you get out there on game day, smile and go compete and put everything you have out there, because you should already feel confident in yourself and your teammates because you've already put that work in. So I think it's something we're getting better at, and it's definitely something that we harp on every day.
All right, spending time here on the WaveFord.com hotline. Coach Trent Gatz joining us here. Head coach Noonan Cougars boys basketball team joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You talked earlier, Coach, about, you know, having a pretty deep young team last year. Now, how important is it to see some of those guys that are back, like or some of these younger guys like a Jaylen Brown or Eric Coleman starting to not step up just on the court with what they're doing on the court, but even in the locker room from a leadership standpoint?
Definitely, that's been really exciting. And we started three sophomores last year, two you named, Jaylen Britt, and played a lot of others, and now this year they're kind of acting like older kids, like the leadership in the locker room and timeouts, just competing a little better in practice, just kind of leaning on all that experience they got last year. And I think it's starting to show. And those guys individually are having great seasons, but you just kind of see their success and their experience give everybody else around them some confidence. And so some of our new young guys this year are playing better than expected, just because they feel that from the guys around them and they have good leadership every day. So I really think kind of the growing pains in years past is starting to pay off now.
Awesome. Last one before I let you go, Coach. New Year is here, which pretty much means you're in the second half, final stretch, a lot of region play coming up. Yeah. What do you want to see from the guys down the stretch here that you feel will be important in order for you guys to finish out strong, hopefully have a deep run that could lead to making?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the exciting part is our region is really good. Great coaches, great players. So we're going to be in games that are constantly coming down to the wire where any one possession could decide the game. So kind of just that locked in focus, you know, right from the opening tip of this could be a one possession game either way. And we've got to be able to execute and perform to how we game plan and to what we know we can do. Because there's great teams on the other side that are trying to do the same thing to us. So just the excitement of knowing the opportunity that's in front of you and the close games and the big crowds and all that and just kind of enjoying that process and being ready for it.
Awesome, Coach. Can't wait to see you guys in action for myself. In fact, I believe I'll be trying to make my way over to it when you guys take on Langston Hughes. I think that's what, on the 23rd. So I've got that one circled. Hopefully I can make it if I don't make it out beforehand. But, man, looking forward to it. And thank you for taking some time, man, to join us here on the show.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much for all you do. We really appreciate that.
All right. Now it's Coach Trent Gatz, Noonan Cougars boys basketball team. And like I said, they after they picked up the win yesterday, they are now 12-0 on the season and 3-0 in region play. Up next for them, they'll take on Morrow on Friday, Saturday, Heard County, and then Banneker on, that looks like, what is the 13th? What is that, Wednesday next week, Noel? Tuesday of next week. So we'll see how it keeps rolling for them, man. But appreciate Coach Gatz and the guys taking some time for me to talk to them and spotlight what they got going on, and looking forward to, like I said, seeing them in action. I'm definitely going to make it to that Langston Hughes game. That could be a very pivotal game in region play when those two teams meet up, depending on how things are rolling once we get to that time. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We are back live regular time next week, 10 o'clock, Lord willing, as they like to say, as I like to say anyway. We'll do it all over again. And again, appreciate you. And one more time, Trae Young traded to the Washington Wizards by the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks get back CJ McCollum, Corey Kispert. So, man, the reaction from the city, not a lot of people too happy about this, but hey, man, it's Atlanta sports, right? Noel, appreciate you holding me down on the other side of the glass. When we come back next week and we kind of get back to regular, I got to tell you about a series I've been watching. I got to see if you've been watching it. Well, I finished it actually now. It's called All Her Fault. Have you heard of it? Netflix. You got Netflix?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Check it out. It takes a minute to get to the, but once it gets to start the twisting and plotting, you're gonna be like, oh wow.
So, I'm okay with a slow burn.
All right, there it is. All right, man. Appreciate you locking in with us, man. Thank you to all our guests, Coach Gats, Coach Terrell, Coach Mays. Appreciate everybody. And, yeah, this is Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. See
you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.